boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Unfortunately, I'm another year older. And not wiser, if that's what you were thinking.
I was hoping that we'd finally hit the wise point. Dang it.
If anything, it's just another year dumber.
More carefree. That's the nice way of saying it.
It's a nice way of putting that she's still stupid.
You said it.
No, what day is it? Monday was my birthday, but I thought I might be hungover from the birthday celebrations.
Right.
And took yesterday off too. But Monday, the biggest goal of the day was to go and get all my freebies.
Mm-hmm.
I signed up for all the like rewards and all those things from every business of you could imagine.
Oh, you're a serial rewards person.
I am. And I'm telling you right now, you should go to your email if it's near your birthday and just search birthday, because you might not know how many rewards programs you're signed up for and how many are going to give you a free thing for your birthday.
I will give you credit. You're really good at it.
Yeah, because that's all I did on Monday. I searched birthday in my email and I had so many to go through, and I made like an itinerary. I was like, we're going to go here. We're going to go there. I have 40% off this store. I've got free item from here. It was a whole thing. I had breakfast. I had lunch for free. It was amazing.
What's the weirdest thing you got? Did you get anything weird?
Well, that's a really great question. Did I get it? I got perfume, but I don't know if that's weird.
No.
And then I will tell you that I got, it's a little, because they're always travel size. I don't ever want to give you anything full size at stores. A little travel size, it's supposed to be blush, but it's like liquid blush, but you can also use it on your lip.
A tint?
Yes. And then she was like, well, here, take also samples of perfumes. So I'm wearing a sample perfume today.
Oh, let 'em know.
Okay, she's rich.
She came back rich and a year older.
I'm wearing Dolce & Gabbana. Can't afford it, but you know.
Oh, it's like I don't even know you anymore.
This is so stupid, but it took me 31 years of my life to finally have a birthday cake with candles on it.
It's kind of sad.
I know. Well, okay. So growing up, my dad would always let us pick out a birthday cake, and I always picked Funfetti. And I love that man. So don't dog on him, because this was my favorite tradition. He would pick out the cake, and then it would take a month to get the cake. That was always the tradition. We would get it, and then by the time he'd get... Now, the dude worked two jobs, so that's why I'm saying don't dog on him, okay?
Okay, yeah.
He was a very, very busy man. But it would take him like 2 months or a month or so to finally bake the cake. And that's why it was always like March 9th until I get my cake. And it was a little fun celebration to get it a month later.
Yeah.
Right? But I never got to have like candles on it or anything.
Well, because at that point you're like, the birthday's already passed. We're just eating the cake now.
Let's just have the cake, right?
Yeah.
But on Monday we baked a cake, me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, and we put frosting on it, and he's like, let's put it all the way around it. You got to do the edges. You got to do
fancy
everything. Yeah. And I did a nod to my childhood and towards my dad, and we got Funfetti, and I got the, like, I think it's called Rainbow. I don't even know. It also has,
Rainbow Sprinkle.
Yeah,
I'm familiar. I am.
She's like, I've been around the block with
that
one.
I know that, yeah.
I had that, too, and I added extra sprinkles on top, and I knew we had candles in our junk drawer, so we put those on top. We lit them, and neighbor man goes, I need you to sit at the dining room table.
Oh, God.
I'm going to bring it to you. Now, he brought it. He delivered it with the candles lit.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to trip. We're going to start the house on fire. But he did it. He delivered the cake towards me. He let me blow out the candles. I made a wish. I sound stupid at 31, but I did it.
Right.
I can't tell you because I don't want it to
not come true. I already know what it was.
What do you think?
To get engaged.
Okay. I think it's so funny you say that. It was not that. But I think everyone probably assumed.
Yes.
That I was,
it's not shocking that we assumed that.
That I was like, I just want to get engaged. Please, please, please get a ring, get a ring. And then I blew out the candle. Well, as I blew out the candle, I wasn't paying attention to my surroundings because that's who I am. I get up and there he was, neighbor man, down on one knee. He was faking a proposal.
Oh my God. I almost just threw up right now. It's like, am I that dumb that I haven't noticed all day?
About smacked him. I was like, don't do that right now.
Oh. That's kind of a mean prank.
It was so mean.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's something potentially big that could happen for our little old state of Iowa.
What's that?
How about our very own NFL team?
No freaking way.
Okay, so I saw this on TikTok
last
night. Wait,
that's so expensive. I'm sorry.
Well, listen to this. I saw it on TikTok last night and actually was like, I need to fact check this because this doesn't seem real. It is. So the Iowa State Senate is introducing a bill, which is Senate File 2252. Don't ask me any more questions because I am incompetent. But this bill, now it hasn't passed. It's just been introduced, okay? So the goal of it would be to improve their economic growth attraction program with the ultimate goal of enticing an NFL team to relocate to Iowa. So it sounds like they're not going to like...
Oh, so we would ask Minnesota Vikings to move over.
Well, no, who we're eyeing apparently is the Chicago Bears.
Ew.
Oh, I didn't know you'd be so opinionated. This is fun. So they, Bears, have been...
No. Can I tell you something fun? My dad told us we're not allowed to date anybody who is a Chicago Bears fan or a Chicago Cubs fan, so...
Well, they might be in your backyard.
I'm not allowed to be a fan. I was about to ask you, like, privately, I was like about to be like, Dad, if you're listening, do I switch to be this fan? Because growing up, I've always been a Minnesota Vikings fan and a Cardinals fan because of my dad.
Right.
But Dad's already told me I can't be a fan. So thanks for telling me. This is a great story.
Well, I'm just saying, you never know. They've been eyeing a new stadium the last couple of years.
Nope.
Apparently Iowa is trying to stick our hand in the bidding pot. So I am actually going to propose that the stadium is built in Destiny's backyard.
Yeah. No. And my dad tells me I can't be a fan. So.
Okay. Since when did you like obey your dad recently?
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I had to tackle what I believe was a haunted location completely by myself yesterday.
I don't know how you did that.
Dude, Destiny took the last 2 days off for your birthday, as you should. Whatever, fine. But I am going to make you feel bad right now.
Fine.
If I may.
Okay.
So... Yesterday, I went out and was doing some errands for Z102.9 Downtown because that's coming up. Moving some dresses and getting things organized. And we house our dresses in like a little storage unit, kind of. So I went there yesterday and was doing some organizing and tagging and things like that by myself. And I have decided that that is a haunted location.
Why?
I was there and I was playing a podcast out loud because I was like, this is weird. I'm here. But normally it's at least the two of us and we're just, you know, chatty Cathy's the whole time. But I'm like, I can't be alone with my thoughts like this in complete silence for 2 hours. So I was playing a podcast out loud. And you know, when you like think you hear something, like you think you hear someone like say your name or like a sound or something, and then you pause your TV show and you're like, okay, nothing was there. That kept happening to me, except it sounded like somebody was singing. And generally, there's nobody at this location, not a soul to be found. I heard singing and I kept pausing the podcast I was listening to and nothing would be there. So then I started getting freaked out because I was like, who's here with me? I have no protection, as if Destiny was going to protect me. Like, if she was there, there's no way.
No, I would throw you down and get out first. Just saying.
I know, but it's just comforting to have somebody else. And then I was there again today, this morning, to drop some stuff off before I came into work. I heard freaking footsteps.
What do you mean? Where was the footsteps?
Above.
Well,
above me.
There is like an office above us, I think.
I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. I now think there's ghosts. So you're on your own from now on, is what I'm saying.
My only thought is maybe this really has been happening the whole time and you and I are just seriously, we're chatty Cathy's when
we're
there.
Well, yeah, we got a lot to say.
We got a lot to say when we know it's a free space and no one's going to hear us and we could say things that, well, can't really be documented. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So maybe it's been happening. We just never heard it.
Maybe the spirit's scared of you. I would be.
What do you mean by that?
The ghostie is like, ooh, not that one.
I'm trying to think if it is one, which of my exes could it be? I don't think any of my exes are dead. That's good for me, I think.
Why would they be haunting me if I'm around? Like, ooh, get out. Get away from her like I did.
My boyfriend neighbor man's dad saw more of me Well, God. Then I'd like that man to see. It's exactly what you think.
Like you were streaking?
Oh my God. What kind of person do you think I am?
Exactly that.
That's not what I do in my free time. Only in my, I do that in my imagination.
Okay, whatever. I'm like, I know that you have talked about openly that you just like to walk around topless.
In my house?
Yeah, so what do you mean? That's not that unheard of.
No, neighbor man and his dad were doing some house stuff on Sunday. The man things, okay?
At your house?
Yes.
Okay.
They were talking about building things, and they were filling cracks in, not cracks, holes in the wall with whatever you fill the holes in the wall with.
You're doing good so far explaining this.
Man things, yeah. Okay? And they were in the laundry room. Of course, there's laundry piled up because, you know, I never get around to it, all right? And that's when I notice that my bra is just sitting out. And it's at the very top of the pile of laundry for everybody to see. Mm-hmm. And if you know, well,
she's blessed. You know?
I was like, how do I say it without, you know, saying
it? Hey, leave it to me.
She's right. I'm blessed there in that committee, that department.
So there was no, okay, so he saw it. There's no way he didn't see
There's no way that man didn't see it unless he has man eyes. Like neighbor man does.
Well, that's possible, actually.
Then maybe he didn't, but I think he did.
So nobody, like, this was just an unspoken thing. He saw the bra, and nobody knows, did he? If he saw it, he didn't, like, dap you up and say, hey, good work out there, or what? Hey, congrats on that. I don't know. What do you do?
Wow, you are blessed. Can you imagine?
I'm saying. Yes.
Can you imagine if he went to neighbor man and he goes, God, man, you got a good one there.
Oh, God. I think that's worse.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Can I be honest?
Go on.
Okay, so Destiny texted me earlier today, and she was like, oh, I've got a lead for you. This could be a Taylor window update. Look at behind the building that's on the way to work. I forgot.
There was tons of cops.
Really?
What are you doing? Your journalistic skills suck. Okay. And I think this is like the 100th time I've told you this.
No, I feel like by the time I drove by, they were gone because I think I would have noticed that.
Okay, so there's a bill. If you drive on Wilson Avenue, you always know there's like, I think it's like an air place. I don't know what it used to be, but there's always a cop sitting there. They're trying to get you for speeding.
It's a 30. Don't test the speed limit.
They'll go and get you. Okay. Now behind that, they sometimes like do little like test things, right? Where they be speeding and they like do loopity loops with cones, right? But there was a ton of them parked. And that's when I texted you when I got to work and I was like, hey, this might be a Taylor window update. I don't know. Do some research. Why are there a ton of cops? But not only was it cops, but it looked like other vehicles of some sort, like other emergency, maybe like a chief fire department. I don't know. But you suck and you didn't do any research.
Well, no, because they weren't there.
But you just admitted you didn't look.
Well, because I thought it was something like much smaller behind the building. Like, I don't know, a balloon trapped in a tree. I would have noticed if there was a large fleet
of
police.
There was 20 of them at least.
No, not by the time I drove by. So what were you doing there? That's what I'm now. Now we're getting into
it. No, they saw me and they were waiting. And they're like, she arrived.
Is that why I saw something on your ankle earlier? I'm serious.
Maybe I'm on a wanted list. Probably.
Hey, I put nothing past it.
I used LimeWire a lot when I was a kid.
Why would you say that?
So I went and got my nails done on Saturday. It's a normal routine that I like to do every 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was nothing too crazy. It was getting like a birthday, kind of like Valentine's Day set. But what was crazy about this appointment was who they set next to me at the salon. I got there before this person.
Okay.
And they sit me down. And about 5 minutes later, this girl walks in. I didn't know her. I didn't recognize her. And they sit her down next to me. And that's when the owner says, oh, my God, you guys have the same birthday.
What?
So I'm sitting there and the girl next to me, we both have the same birthday on February 9th, which was Monday.
Mm.
And it took me a second to register what she said. And I'm like, oh my God, wait, your birthday's on Monday? And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, what are you doing? She goes, I got to work. I'm like, oh, well, I'm taking the day off.
Mm.
And
oh, way to rub it in.
Jeez. She's like, well, there's not much you could do on a Monday, so I'm going to take Friday off. So she's going to take this Friday off.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, how old are you turning? I figured we were the same age. Here's where it's even more kind of like trippy and weird. I almost thought about playing the lotto. Not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm turning 21. That's why she didn't want to take Monday off. Because it's kind of weird to go to a bar, I guess, on a Monday.
It's going to be more popping on a Friday.
More popping on a Friday. She's going then. She turned 21 on Monday. I turned 31.
Mm.
We're 10 years apart. And our birthdays are on the same day. And we're sitting right next to each other at the salon. I was like, I should be playing the lotto. What is happening here?
Interesting. Now, did you tell her how you were going to spend your birthday?
I did.
Oh, no. Because I'm imagining, like, you know, 21's like, I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to, like, take tequila shots like, wear a cute short skirt and live my best life. And what did you do?
No. She was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to have my first drink and things like that. But she was going to go drink with her dad.
Cute.
So, like, she wasn't going to go get too sloshed. I would hope not with your dad, right? But she did ask what I was going to do. I'm like, well, I'm going to do my typical birthday celebration, which is I'm going to go hit the trifecta, which is Target, TJ Maxx, and Home Goods. And then I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A. It's my favorite thing. And I'm going to go home cross-stitch.
How'd she react?
She was like, oh, God, is that what 10 years is going to be like for me?
Yeah, like, this is your warning. So last week, you made fun of me because I let my boyfriend Curly open his Valentine's Day gift early. He conned me into it. Well, he's just as weak as me because I got to open my Valentine's Day gift already.
What are y'all going to do on Valentine's Day?
Just have dinner. Make a little dinner at home. I
thought you about said make love, and I was like, whoa,
gee whiz.
She said make dinner. I got to clean my
make
ears.
Dinner. No.
I
got to
clean my ears.
Okay, so he had ordered something for me, and I didn't ask for anything. I got him a blanket that he's wanted for a long time, and I'm like, dude, I understand I have a birthday literally in a month, so like, do whatever. I don't really care. You know, Valentine's Day is not that deep to me. So he told me that he ordered something and he was like, oh, I'm like really excited about it. I'm like, okay. So then it showed up and the package came and he goes, well, don't you want to open it right now? Because that's what he did to open his own. I'm like, if you want me to, I'll open it. Like, I don't care. I guess if you're that excited, sure, I'll open it. You are not going to believe it. You're not going to believe what I opened. It is a phone case thing that you put up in your shower so that you can bring your phone in the shower with you. Because he's like, I know that you like to listen to podcasts or watch YouTube while you take a shower. And I'm just thinking of you and I don't want your phone to get ruined.
No.
And he's not wrong. And I've used it since. And I'm not going to lie. It's kind of sick.
Ew. No. Okay. I'm sorry. I hate to yuck your yum or whatever they say. I'm gonna yuck the yum, whatever. I don't understand you creatures.
What do you mean?
There are a couple people on this staff. I'd love to shout you out, but I won't. I'll do it another day. That take your phone in the shower. What are you doing?
I want to be entertained.
Oh my
I'm
God,
bored.
I know a couple people who like take FaceTime calls. Or
okay, well, I'm not doing that.
Take phone calls and things like that. Even neighbor man, when we first met, he would take his phone and he would just have it on like, you know, like a playlist going and things like that. I'm like, put it on the counter in the bathroom. That's fine. Why you got to have it in there with you? It gets steamy. Water could get on it. Like, that's just so
weird. Well, that's
weird.
Why I got the little case now.
Oh,
it
that's
fixes
so weird.
It.
What if your camera accidentally turns on and we get a pic? What if we don't?
Why are you? Do you assume that I would be? You'd be the one I send it to?
Well, what if you didn't?
Well, I can promise that's not going to happen.
I have no idea what I'm going to get my boyfriend neighbor man for Valentine's Day, which is Saturday. I know that he's going to be so busy at work. We're not even going to get to see each other for probably a second, because it's a big day at his work.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't even think about the day, to be quite honest with you, until I went and dropped him off. And I heard him and his coworkers. They were like, yeah, I think we're going to start being busy for Valentine's Day starting tomorrow. Friday is going to be bad. And then Saturday, it's going to be a madhouse there.
Totally.
And then I was like, oh my God, I haven't gotten him anything. I haven't even gotten him a card. I don't have a gift. Mm-hmm. I can't even think of a gift, to be quite honest with you, that I'm like, oh, this is it for him. Mm. Normally for like birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, whatever, I have like a thing that I'm like, this is going to be it for him. I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing. But as I think about it and I noodle a little bit more, is lingerie a bad option for Valentine's Day? Now, hear me out. Most of the time, girls don't want that to be gifted to them.
Right, because it feels like a gift to you.
Correct. But do guys want that?
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you're right. Girls don't want it because it feels like a gift for the guy. Mm-hmm. So is it a gift for the guy?
Mm.
That's the question. So do I get that?
Well, I mean, as a non-guy, I don't know.
Well, could you just be a guy for a
second? Well, but my gut reaction is like, he's a dude. I think he's going to be like, sick. This is awesome. I don't know.
Can you pretend to be neighbor man?
Bonus for you is that you know what fits and what
that's true.
You prefer, I guess. Mm-hmm. So my reaction is,
you say do it.
I'm saying he's a dude. So like, do with that what you will.
You're not really answering. You just keep saying he's a dude. So the answer is dude, do it. Like, I'm so confused.
If you called him right now and proposed this idea, no, because I don't want to hear the reaction. There's your answer.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know me. I love Olympics time because there's a lot going on, but I'm really here for the drama that comes out.
Oh, my God. Are you back with more?
Uh-huh. This is actually really sad. Could you give me some sad music to set the tone?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're going to be like wildly affected by this, okay?
So, is it the girl with the torn ACL? Because girl, no. I can relate.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I also have no idea how she did that.
Brutal.
She had ACL reconstruction, or she had ACL surgery and then competed 9 days later. As somebody who had that, I couldn't do that.
Crazy. No, this is a story about, well, in a different way. This is an individual from Norway. His name, again, forgive me with my pronunciation, Sturla Holm Lagreed. Sturla competed in the biathlon, which is the sport.
What is that?
A biathlon. It combines cross-country skiing and shooting, like a gun, I guess.
What?
Yeah, random, right?
I didn't know we had that.
Yeah, so Sturla competed in that and won a bronze medal. Now, you would think that this is something that he's been working his entire life for, and oh my gosh, like, that's an Olympic medal. But instead of celebrating, he made a crazy confession in front of the entire world watching. He said, "There's someone I wanted to share this with who might not be watching today. 6 months ago, I met the love of my life, the most beautiful and kindest person in the world. 3 months ago, I made the biggest mistake of my life.
Oh my God.
And was unfaithful. And I told her about it a week ago. This has been the worst week of my life. I have the gold medal in life, and I'm sure there are many people who will see things differently, mm-hmm. but I only have eyes for her.
Mm-hmm.
Sport has come second these last few days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. I wish I could share this with her." Mm. So instead of celebrating, he said, "You know, this is great and all, but I can't feel happy because I cheated and I just told her about it a week ago."
This reminds me of that story I told you. Remember the guy at the nail salon who was like also unfaithful as well? And that I said that if I could find that girl, I would totally tell her that how much he loves her.
Never stop thinking about that.
Oh my God. I feel bad for that girl. This Olympian girl. I'm like, I'm torn because I'm like, God, that was so romantic for him to do that, but also you were unfaithful. I don't know. If I was her, I'm like, do you go back? Because he I don't know.
I know, because I'm like stuck between a rock and a hard place, which is like you cheated, right? That's the worst. But then is this like ultimate accountability, not just owning up to it, but owning up to the entire world watching at the Olympics?
I'm going to be selfish right now and just say, knock, knock, Hallmark, where are you?
Oh my God, you so would think of that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I think that I witnessed a crime happening at my gym last night.
Do witnesses go to jail too?
See, that's what I'm like worried about it because I know you're going to ask, did you intervene? Did you speak up? No, of course I didn't. I frozen fear.
Oh my God. Okay. What is that one show? What Would You Do? I forget that guy's
name. Dude, that's exactly what it felt like.
What is that guy's name?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about though.
You failed the show.
I know. I probably did because I didn't know. It was like one of those things where you're like, is this really happening? Am I crazy? Like, oh no, wait, that's actually happening right now. So me and my boyfriend Curly, we roll up to the gym. Parking lot's packed, which is great because that means people are getting out to the gym, right? So we had to park a little further away than we normally have to. And as we're walking up, I see this guy come out of the gym. He's holding a whole barbell, okay? That's like normally at like, you know, a weight rack. He's carrying the thing out, and I look at Curly, and Curly looks at me, and I go, is he stealing? Is this guy stealing that? And he's like, I don't know. Like, you can't be subtle about taking a huge, is that a barbell, a weight thingy, whatever, a bar, a whole bar. And he walks, and I'm still watching him, and he takes it over to his car, and he puts it in his car. And I'm like, okay, that seems really odd. Didn't pay attention if he like pulled away or whatever. But then I saw him back in the gym once we were like in there. So I don't know if he was an employee. He didn't have a t-shirt on that like identified him as a gym employee. But the whole time I was like, are you taking that home?
I thought, you know what? I really thought, I as soon as you're starting to talk about this, I was like, maybe there's a TikTok video. Because I don't know.
Oh my God.
Have you ever seen the video of this guy that like goes to, I think it's like Walmart or something, and he'll take like, I think they have equipment, like gym equipment.
Yes.
Like maybe hand weights or whatever.
Yes.
And he'll work out until he gets kicked out.
Yeah.
That I was like, maybe this is like, somebody posted a TikTok video like, let me see if I can get away with stealing a barbell. I don't see anything, although there is a TikTok from 2023. It says I just caught someone trying to steal the barbells at the gym, but it doesn't do anything, and there was nothing there.
Okay, so that didn't help.
It didn't help, unless he, but if this was yesterday, was this yesterday?
It was last night.
Maybe he's still trying to edit the video. You know what I'm saying?
You think he filmed himself stealing?
I don't know.
If that's what he was.
Well, People are weird.
That's a weird way to rat on yourself.
Okay, People do stupid things like, do you ever watch TikToks like that you were like, yeah, you just admitted to a crime?
I don't think we're on the same For You page.
Oh, well, my For You page is a lot of people admitting to lots of crimes.
And what does that say about you?
If my boyfriend, neighbor man's dad wants to come over, that man can come over at any point in time because the boys can be boys. I need them to be boys.
What, like doing what?
Well, his dad came over on Sunday and they were going to do like house chores. I don't really know, but I was just letting them do boy things. First thing was patching holes. When we moved into the house, there's like a laundry room and they had like these kind of like racks built into the wall.
Yeah.
But we took them out immediately because we wanted to stack our washer and dryer on top of each other. So the racks weren't going to fit. And we never covered the holes.
Mm.
So his dad starts covering the holes. And then they started talking about building shelves in the room and like countertops and all these things. And next thing I know, they're measuring the room and they're like, okay, we're going to have to buy this, 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 and this, and this. And they're planning a trip to the store to buy it all. Girl, I'm about to have a whole new laundry room. I can't wait.
I need this in my life.
Girl, you need to let Curly be a boy with your dad or his dad. Let the boys be boys.
Can I say something?
Go on.
And to both my dad and his dad, I respect you both as men, not handymen.
What?
Not...
Oh, spill the tea. What's going on?
Well, my dad. Dad, I love you. Dad, I love you. I just got scared. My dad's not a super like handyman guy. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you, like, would,
like, if I threw a piece of wood at him and said, build something.
He couldn't.
I don't know that he likes directions. You know what I mean?
Okay. I get that. Okay. What about the other one? Gridley's dad.
Same thing. I mean, I love when he comes over because he makes the boys, like, clean their toilets. That's great.
Okay.
We got to start somewhere.
I do like that idea because, see, neighbor man's dad wouldn't do that. He wouldn't tell neighbor man to clean the toilet. But they are going to build something. And yeah. And that's where his dad's different, is his dad could build something.
Uh-huh. So should we, like, rent them to each other bi-weekly?
Oh, my God.
One week you get the cleaning.
Yes.
I get the building.
Oh, my God. I love this idea.
Our lives
you can have the other one for this weekend if you want something built. I'll take the cleaning one. The toilet needs clean desperately.
I'll send them your way.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.